Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
We are absolutely flying through the month of January. Hello again, everybody. Welcome into another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO. Thanks for downloading once again. Thanks to those of you that have subscribed. Remember to like us, make comments, give us some feedback on all of those podcast subscription services so we know how to better serve you. It's all about the customer service here at the Mind Your Business podcast series. So, with all of that said, we know that a number of you have asked. We hear the phones ring. We answer the questions. We need to get some more information to you about vaccine deployment. There's some information that we've got that we can readily give you right now, and we are happy to do so. There is some information that we are currently waiting on, and we'll continue to do so until we get the answers to the questions we need. And I'm really talking there about information regarding the frontline workers and essential workers that will be in that next vaccine group. Remember, North Carolina, about a week ago, changed the terminology around all their groups. We used to have phases and then subgroups within the phases. Now we just have groups, and we are dealing with healthcare workers, forward-facing healthcare workers, and those 65 years and older. Those are the two groups that are eligible for vaccine right now. That next group is that frontline worker group. And while there are speculative definitions, there has been nothing set by the state in clear black and white that says, here's what those definitions are. So there is some ambiguity that exists in who can get included, where things like education professionals starts and stops, where things like food and agriculture workers starts and stops. Obviously, a swing in one direction or the other could mean thousands of people are eligible to receive the vaccine or not eligible to receive the vaccine. So as soon as we get a clear definition on that, we will pass that information along with the quickness, because many employers and employees in our area desperately want to know that information. It changes quite a bit in terms of numbers. Just think about the education side from Watauga County alone. If, please understand I'm saying the word if, but if Watauga County schools, all of our private schools, all of our daycare workers and early childhood development center partners, all of our university partners, Caldwell Community College, if everybody that worked for an education entity was eligible for vaccine all at once, that is an enormous chunk of our local workforce. Now, will the state's definitions be that broad? We want to see it in writing first. So as soon as we get that information, we'll pass it along to you. What we do know is about the vaccine groups that are eligible now. We know about the nuanced change there, that going from 75 to 65, and that led to a little confusion over the weekend because that change was made Thursday. We had that mass vaccination event Saturday, and appointments were already booked for the most part. So 65 and older folks, you know, that 65 to 75 group was like, hey, I didn't know that I was eligible for this. But then, you know, the slots were taken. So there's a little bit more clarity on that process. As a matter of fact, now a lot of those folks that are in the 65 plus, at least in Watauga County, have been successful in getting scheduled for vaccines. So it's good to see that number continuing to go up in terms of people that have access if they want it. So we'll clarify that access part. If you're an Appalachian regional healthcare system, access looks one way, system patient, access looks one way. If you are using the vaccine interest form at App Healthcare, access looks another way. And we just want to make sure that you're understanding of kind of where you sit in that process and what you might need to do, if anything, to make sure that your name pops up on the list, regardless of what group you're in. But we also want to wrap up kind of that vaccine event and talk about where we go from here. The state has been putting more emphasis with the partners that are allowed to administer vaccine now on ramping up, being able to deploy more vaccine and getting through that faster. So App Healthcare and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System have been working together since all of this started, but even more so now on trying to maximize throughput. I think that's the one of the new buzzwords out there. And if you're playing coronavirus bingo, use throughput as like one of your squares, because that you're going to hear that word a lot coming up here pretty soon. So anyway, Lots of information to get to you on vaccine deployment. We're going to hear from Sean Burrows, Director of Pharmacy from Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. We'll hear from Jennifer Green, Public Health Director for App Healthcare, not only the health department here in Watauga County, but also Ashe and Allegheny counties as well. We've got some events to talk about on this podcast this week, too. We just had our second installment of the Vision Northwest North Carolina Focus on Our Future series. That was this past Tuesday. We had Andrew Davis keynote that event. Just really insightful information about product development and manufacturing and making sure that we're growing businesses here that can aid in our local and really thinking about more regional economy, also how we can retain those businesses that are here and potentially even recruit businesses that can complement what we've already got in our community. Just because you're recruiting businesses doesn't mean you're recruiting mega business, right? That necessarily doesn't always work here. It's about finding those fine-tuned pieces of the puzzle that can accent what we already do so well. So having a little bit more regionally focused conversation about outdoor economy, what all of that means, our next event in that series will delve into another direction of that outdoor economy piece, and that, of course, being tourism related information. So we'll get you the date for that, tell you a little bit about who's coming up to speak as part of that conversation. And then we've got the 5th annual High Country Economic Kickoff event 1 week from today as we record this on Thursday the 21st. We've got Dr. Harry Davis and some other fine guests that are going to be setting the tone for us economically here in the High Country for this calendar year 2021. So what do you say we get started with it? Let's just move right in to our conversation about vaccine deployment, where we are in Watauga County, and where we hope to go from here. Enjoy.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We thank Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for providing us this opportunity to reach out to you each and every week on these airwaves. And we want to start the program this week with some information on our community vaccine distribution. As we mentioned before the break, still no word yet on that essential worker designation. Hopefully we'll get some clarity on that every week. I feel like I say this. Hopefully this week or early next week, we'll get some clarity on that. Haven't found that yet, but soon it's coming, I promise. So what we want to do is spend some time recapping the mass vaccination event at Watauga High School this past weekend. Almost 1,200 vaccines were administered during that event. So we want to spend a little bit of time recapping that, but then also kind of get into the conversation of where we go from here and make sure that you understand how to get your information to these two providers to make sure your name's on the list, so to speak, when your group comes up. So let's start first with the event itself at Watauga High School this past weekend. As I said, over 1,100 vaccinations were given. There were about 75 volunteers that helped work the event, everywhere from healthcare workers who were off their shift that came to be a part of the professional medical side of it, to the local Rotary Club and several organizations that just sent folks to the event to help open doors and make sure people knew where to go and those types of things. So it was really a great show of our community coming together for a very worthwhile cause. As I mentioned, Sean Burrows is the director of pharmacy for Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, and he was the one that was in charge of the actual vaccine process and gives us some insight as to how they were able to get so many doses out so quickly in that environment.
Yeah, and as many folks know already, the Pfizer vaccine is a little bit more challenging when it comes to cold chain storage and its stability. We had a fantastic assembly line of pharmacy personnel and volunteers in the back, and it was everything we could do just to keep up with getting enough vaccine out to the table so that they could vaccinate. The Pfizer vaccine comes in basically bulk of 975 doses or 195 vials, and each vial contains at least 5 doses. Some of them contain more. Some of them contain 6 doses. So the planning part of that, as far as the number of appointments that we were able to make, was more of a prediction. You're never really sure how many doses you're going to get out of the Pfizer vial. So we were able to get some extra doses at the end of it again. And the most important thing is that we did not waste any of those doses. Every dose that we were able to draw up out of the vials, we were able to get in someone's arm. So it was a full 6-7 hours of as you said, mad scientists, complete assembly line work back there. But I'll echo Jen's sentiment that the energy that I felt from the volunteers, that we had so many volunteers, you know, and the clinic was supposed to end at 2, but we had more doses and people sticking around. Nobody really wanted to go home. It was very inspiring. So I was just so blessed to be a part of it.
Now, late last week, there was a statement made by North Carolina Chamber President Gary Salamito about private partnership as it relates to the vaccine rollout. Currently in North Carolina, that is not something that is legally allowed. There are designated entities by the state that have the ability to store and administer vaccine. What the state does allow for is partnership with those private entities to help administer vaccine as long as they kind of fall under the umbrella of one of those agencies. And we have evidence of that going on here in the high country. Jennifer Green talked about it last week. Boone Drug has been a part of the process with the app healthcare staff, helping staff some vaccine satellite clinics when possible, kind of supplement the staff that the health department's got, also still doing testing at this point in time. So while a local provider can't necessarily store and administer the vaccine themselves, they can be a part of that process. And as Jennifer says, it's that local partnership that has helped expand some services for App Healthcare.
Do you, certainly believe in partnerships. We have already talked about our partnership with Boone Drugs, which is really an extension of us. We aren't able to broadly see vaccines in a lot of different providers at this point. There's just not enough supply. But right now, we're trying to establish these partnerships so that as the vaccine supplies increase, we can work together, whether it be in a big community clinics like we did on Saturday, or in other ways, like satellite clinics that can be going at the same time that we have a clinic going, at the health department. That is really our strategy, and really with the goal of emptying out the tank every week. So every time we get first doses, we empty it all out. And I think what's important for the community to know, the other part of that is not just putting shots in arms, it's the data entry behind it that is also a very heavy lift for every provider who's having to make sure they're getting shots in arms, but also getting everything entered into this data system.
So as the state continues to fine-tune their process, they have leaned on health department and hospital staff over the course of the last week to really start to strategize to maximize the supplies that they're given. So that means not only projecting out what they could give if all of the wheels on the bus were rolling in the same direction, but and also making sure that they are emptying out that supply as quickly as possible. So again, with two agencies here in the community that are allowed by the state to distribute a vaccine at this point in time, you can imagine that App Healthcare and the Appalachian Regional Healthcare System have had plenty of conversations on this topic.
So we're going to be doing some planning. We know February 6th is going to be another big clinic at Watauga High School. Everyone who came to see us this past Saturday will come and see us again, or is invited to come and see us again to get their second dose. So we're going to be planning to scale up, because as we move forward, we're going to be trying to get all the first doses out and increase that allocation that comes to us in the community, but also make sure that every single person that needs a second dose gets it on time. And that is really important for the public to know. We get those shipped separately, so we aren't holding back any doses that are intended for first people who haven't gotten vaccinated yet. We know we have a separate supply for people getting a second dose. And Sean may want to add to that.
It's a lot of projection, trying to figure out what we need to try to handle through the clinics that we currently have, and how we can have more clinics and more hours and have more doses and get those out as well. So it's a constant. Jen and I are in constant discussion with each other to try and figure out, you know, how we're going to do that with our individual entities, but collaboratively as well. And I think as we continue to go through these phases, we will need to continue to collaborate with each other, obviously, but also include other entities that, as maybe they relax some of the restrictions as far as who can administer the doses and who can store them potentially. I think we'll need to continue to work with the other members of our community to get the vaccine out as quickly as possible.
As we mentioned before the break last Thursday, the state changed some of their guidelines and their public groups that they have been talking about. You know, we had phases, now they're groups. We had subgroups to the old phases. Now we have none of that. Everything's in kind of a more clear and easily understandable grouping in terms of how we're going to get these vaccines deployed. So Jennifer Green spends a little time talking about where we are right now with that and how the current groups that we're in even changed slightly with Thursday's guidance from last week.
Healthcare workers, there's a broader definition of who fits in as a direct patient healthcare worker. People giving direct patient care now fit into phase one. And long-term care residents and staff, we knew were already in that group. And we believe we've worked through the group, except for perhaps some healthcare workers that maybe weren't originally in the first definition that has now been clarified. And then the next group has been expanded. So rather than 75 and older, it's now older adults who are 65 and older, regardless of conditions. And so that's what our goal is right now. That's where we're focused, is trying to get through those two groups with the majority of people being 65 and older, people in our population that we know are at higher risk. So that's going to be important because that's how we get through this next phase. And then we'll move on to the next group, which is essential workers.
I think the most important question, most frequently asked question that we've got right now within our chamber circles and just community wide is, hey, how do I get my name on the list? Is my name already on the list? And the answers to those questions come in these next statements here from Jennifer Green and Sean Burrows.
If you complete the vaccine interest form on our website, apphealthcare.com, or if you call us at our call center, it's 828-795-1970. We can help enter your information over that website form. It will ask you your age. And so what we're doing is we're using that information to sort our list. So when the state changed the guidelines, we were able to quickly use that information. And I'm sure Sean might want to comment on their data process, but data is driving us, I think.
Yeah, for us, basically when we drop from 75 to 65, and there's no perfect process. There's always wrinkles in the fabric, but we've tried to notify everybody that was that has seen an ARHS prescriber that was 65 and older that they are now eligible to receive the vaccine and can schedule their appointment. So I'm sure that some folks maybe didn't have a phone number that was accessible through the text or maybe not an email, but our clinics continue to be pretty hefty, pretty full. And so I think the word got out to a lot of folks that that 65 and older now can be seen as well. So between the health department and ARHS, I think that we really shifted gears quickly late last week, and are doing as much as possible to hit the folks that are 65 and older.
And again, you can find links to the vaccine interest form as well as the volunteer interest form at our website, boonchamber.com. Just head over to that relaunch and recovery page, and we've got all of that information there. We've also got some FAQ information that's been recently sent out by the state of North Carolina as it regards to the vaccine deployment, and we want to make sure that you've got access to that as well. So just continue to check that relaunch and recovery link on our website, and any new information that we get, new executive orders, things like that, we'll certainly make sure that we pass those along to you. All right. Other business at hand. We will get to that next. You are listening this morning to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. App Healthcare continues to administer COVID-19 vaccinations across Allegheny, Ashe, and Watauga counties. If you are interested in receiving vaccine, visit apphealthcare.com today and fill out a simple interest form, regardless of what phase may fit you. You'll then be contacted for scheduling when your phase is eligible to receive vaccine. For assistance with the form, call 828-795-1970 to keep up with the latest information on vaccine phases, visit apphealthcare.com and click on the COVID-19 vaccine link.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. As we wrap up this week's episode, some event information coming your way. First of all, thanks to all of you that joined us for the second installment of our Vision Northwest North Carolina Focus on Our Future series this past week. Able to talk with Andrew Davis, who has been in the community a couple of times now. His Grow 'em, Get 'em, Keep 'em exercise that we went through back on Tuesday was very helpful as we continue to project out some ways that our community can rally more regionally around things that can help us certainly dig out from this pandemic-induced recession and get our economic conditions straightened out as the vaccine rollout continues and we're able to get back to more normal operations. So some good conversation there. Mark your calendars for March 1st. That will be the next installment of this series of conversations called Focus on Our Future under the Vision Northwest North Carolina framework. We'll be talking about creating a regional tourism framework, along with getting some updates from Whit Tuttle from Visit NC about what we can expect in terms of tourism numbers for the spring and into the summer here in 2021. So some important information coming up March 1st. You can sign up for that online at boonchamber.com. You can also register for next week's 5th Annual High Country Economic Kickoff. That will go on 1 week from today, from 9 till 10:30 in the morning. It's a virtual event that we will be hosting live from the Appalachian Theater of the High Country. We are excited to have a great panelist of regional economic thinkers with us, headlined by Dr. Harry Davis, who is a longtime economist here out of Appalachian State. He's the economist for the North Carolina School of Banking as well. He'll be giving his annual economic forecast. We'll also hear some, speaking of tourism just a moment ago, certainly the hospitality industry has worn this past year in ways they never imagined. We'll get some insight on that from Kent Tarbutton, who is the owner of Shatola Resort in Blowing Rock. His family has been involved in that property for years now, and Kent's got some great historical perspective on what the industry, you know, what their strengths were coming into all of this, and really what they've had to do to change to meet the needs of the coronavirus day traveler. It's a different animal right now, and a lot of those hospitality businesses have governing agencies and bodies that have helped them make that transition. So Kent's going to update us on that process as well. And then we'll hear an update on campus operations from Dr. Sherry Everts, Chancellor at Appalachian State. Mountaineers returned to campus virtually on Tuesday of this week. Won't be back in person until the end of the month. Dr. Everts will give us an update on campus operations and what we can expect to see from campus throughout this 2021 calendar year. So that all comes up next week, the 5th annual High Country Economic Kickoff, a co-hosted event by the Boone Area Chamber and Blowing Rock Chambers of Commerce. You can sign up online now at boonchamber.com. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We will be right back with you again, same time, same place next week, here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.